Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Nariman Turebayev, who is presenting his film Adventure here at the official selection competition of the festival. So thank you very much for joining us. And so my first question is, I usually open up the interviews with it. Can you explain the story of the film in your own words?
Ну, я как-то решил прочесть Достоевского несколько вещей.
I decided to read some works by Dostoevsky, and I read several of them. Some of them seemed to be too heavy, too dark, but I really liked White Nights by him. I thought that were really nice and airy and light, and about you know, dreaming about better life. And I decided that this is the particular work I would like to transfer into the movies, and although I actually changed most of the things that were written by Dostoevsky, I changed the characters because I believe that it would be too difficult for a modern audience to perceive the characters as were written in by the 19th century Dostoevsky.
So what were the major things that you changed from Dostoevsky's work, and what did you keep? In other words, what translates better up Dostoevsky's word that you chose to adapt for a modern audience, in your opinion?
Ну, самое главное, что я изменил, это характер главной героини, девушки.
Well, the main thing is probably the main female character. In Dostoevsky, she is very fragile, she is naive, she is a dreamer. However, you do not meet girls like that a lot in today's world, and I thought that the audience would not believe me if I depicted her like that. So in my film, she is more unpredictable, she is older than the main male character. She doesn't like if somebody gives her instructions or orders. She likes to do things her own way.
Let's talk about the actual style of the film, and I'm going to let you talk about it because it's very particular, and I'd like to know what were the reasons for the decisions behind, first of all, the technical look of the film and the visual look of the film.
Ну, самое главное, что мы решили изначально, это...
Well, we decided to make the film using only static cameras, so without any movement. It is quite difficult to make a movie like that, but it's very productive. Every single shot is very compressed, very concentrated, and although it is very difficult to make a movie and shoot a movie like that, it's possible. This is the way that was used by early director in early 20th century, before they actually discovered that you can move the camera. That's the approach they used, and I actually liked it a lot, and I think that this particular approach has a great impact on the style of the movie.
Yeah, I like it too. I absolutely am a big fan of it, and you don't see it done so well often. But let's talk about the feelings of the movie. Because it can be mysterious. There's some comedy in it. There's a drama in it. But yet nothing is exaggerated. In cinema, usually we're used to seeing everything exaggerated. But you kind of choose to keep everything, you know, straightforward throughout. What was the decision behind that?
Ну, просто я как считаю, что каждый режиссер имеет...
Every single director has his own style, and this is only my third film, and I think that I'm still looking for my particular style, although I believe that with this particular film, I have already discovered in which direction I would like to go.
We're looking forward to the future evolutions of your cinema. And as a final question, this whole style of the film is completed by the performances of the actors that are, again, they're not exaggerated, they're not accentuated. So they monotone. The leading character speaks in almost a monotone. So how did you direct the performances of the actors?
С актерами работалось очень хорошо. Они
Well, it was quite nice working with the actors because they really, really wanted to play these characters. They were excited about playing these characters and they liked the characters a lot. And I didn't have to tell them a lot how to play. They would come up with their own ideas and tell me, how shall I do it? Shall I do it like that or that? And I would just pick up the best way that I thought. And I also like their enthusiasm, their approach towards the film. And I think that they actually made the film.
I think I might have said that was the final question, but I lied. I do have another one. We're an international radio station, and yet we don't really get to see a lot of films from Kazakhstan at international film festivals. So I'd like you to comment a little bit on the situation of cinema from your country, and if the situation is good or bad for original filmmakers such as yourself.
Ну, что касается моего поколения, то из всех режиссеров.
If I talk about my generation, I'm actually the only director that makes films. The rest of them, although they were talented, they just didn't make it. However, the situation is different with the younger generation. We have a young generation of directors who are full of energy and whose films are shown and screened in Berlin or in Cannes. And also, the situation has improved thanks to the financial support that we received from the government. The government supports both sort of commercial filmmaking and filmmaking by directors, and they devote about 50% to each of the areas. So I would say that the filmmaking industry is developing in our country. Of course, I would like to see more support given to the types of film that are shown at festivals, because I think that thus you can improve the reputation and prestige of a country. Definitely the situation is much better than it was 5 years ago.
Well, let's hope it keeps getting better. Thank you very much for being with us today. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.